Mayor Patrick Madden and the Troy Cultural Alliance kicked off the start of the city's bicentennial celebration today. I was in the Collar City for the announcement. 200 years have passed since Troy's official incorporation on April 12, 1816.
We were a village prior to that, and so this today we will kick off a series of events that will occur over the course of the year to celebrate that 200th anniversary.
Mayor Madden says the city has partnered with the newly formed Troy Cultural Alliance to connect the city's diverse cultural organizations, promote the city as a regional destination, and coordinate events designed to celebrate the bicentennial.
So it's a very exciting time for me to be mayor. Not that I had anything to do with the last 200 years, but it's great to be in office when this sort of energy and interest arises around Troy and the history of Troy.
City Council President Carmela Mantello.
We're going to celebrate the incorporation of our city. We're not just going to look upon the past and the history, but we're going to look at the future.
Elizabeth Reese, CEO of the Arts Center of the Capital Region, says neighborhoods are key to Troy and to its future.
And we will have a whole program where neighborhood associations can reach the mayor's office and ask for a little bit of funding to do things right in your own backyards. We don't know quite when that process will unveil, but we invite you today to think about what you want to do that's important to you. And as you think about that, we'll get that process together and make sure that you can celebrate with your neighbors this wonderful year. In the meantime, we also have programs that are going to be wonderful for the whole city. It kicks off this weekend with the unveiling of the Pauling statue. The Arts Center will run a little program called Collar City Cool, where you can put LED lights in your handmade collars, sort of making it more modern. We'll go into weekends during the Flag Day Parade. You can do a geocaching that we hope will get you all over the areas of Troy on a little fact-finding tour. And then we'll have different weekends in September, in October, and November, also as we celebrate the Breathing Lights program that will be coming our way.
Rensselaer County and Troy City historian Kathy Sheehan says the city has reinvented itself over and over again in these last 200 years.
We have come back from three major fires. We've come back from urban renewal, and we get to do it again. We just constantly get to reinvent ourselves, and I think that's the wonderful thing about the feeling and the sense that happens in Troy.
Happy birthday, Troy!
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.